This is CICK News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Each week, we provide an update about events and issues developing right across Northwest BC. CICK's Smithers Community Radio is on the dial at 93.9 FM, or you can listen online at smithersradio.com or subscribe to our podcast. CICK News broadcasts from unceded Ginamden Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation.
Today on CICK News, I speak with Elijah Quinn, the Artistic Director for the Kispiox Valley Music Festival, which is returning this year in 2022. It's a banner year for festivals, gatherings, and celebrations, especially large public ones that obviously we have missed over the past 2 years. So we are welcoming arts back to the Valley today with my conversation with Elijah Quinn of the Kispiox Valley Music Festival. So how long have you been involved and how did you get involved with the Kispiox Valley Music Festival?
Originally, growing up, my parents were always involved. Like, my mom spent a lot of years being the volunteer coordinator and my dad was the president a couple of times, and they've been pretty heavily involved throughout my life. When I was about 13 or 14, it was my first foray into being on the performers committee. And I got to do that under the tutelage of Emily and James Lamb originally, which was great. It was a lot of fun. It was cool seeing how that whole process worked. But in this position, in the artistic director position, I took it on the year that COVID hit. So it hit at a very unfortunate time where we had everything booked. And then I had to learn how to cancel acts and do contract stuff. So that was a pretty good learning experience. So I'm calling this year it's not my second time around, but it's like my time and a half. I've got a little bit of experience, but this will be my first festival as artistic director.
Yeah, for sure. I'm so excited for that because you're so involved with the community, like with music community in the Valley. So it's so exciting that you're the artistic director for that. But how do you feel like you kept the community feeling that the Kispiox Music Festival has? Because people talk about it in this like they get this like far off look in their eyes and they just like, you know, they talk about the place, and I want you to kind of describe, you know, kind of where it is and how it feels to be there. But just kind of going back to the last 2 years, what did you do to keep that community feeling alive during a pandemic?
Yeah. In my own life, trying to keep the community aspect of music alive, I started a videography business that was sort of born out of doing it for myself and learning how to take video of myself to be able to put out when there were no shows. And over the past couple of years, it's been really fun to be able to reach out to musical connections in town and people in the Valley and people in the whole Northwest and say, hey, let's get together and do a session, because that's one way that they've been able to put their music out to the world. So that's been really exciting for me. And you know, in the waves of things opening up and closing down again, we've done some programming stuff. There was a concert out at Round Lake Hall that we put on, or Sim Wilson put on, and I helped her with. And you know, I'm in Smithers now, so being involved with the BVFMS and Midsummer and things like that, they've been doing all their programming. And their last summer it was the flatbed trailer that went around town, and I was a part of that, and that was really fun. So yeah, here and there it's been fun to try to keep the community and music alive.
So you know, we're talking about this, and this doesn't just broadcast in Smithers, you know, or even just Kispiox, but we kind of try to reach audiences in quite a bit of the north and interior. So for people who haven't been to Kispiox, by the way, myself included, because I moved to Smithers in 2020 and then immediately everything shut down. So I still never even attended one myself. So can you describe the event, like activities, but also the grounds, and try to give people an idea of what the festival is all about?
Yeah, of course. Kispiox Festival is I consider it the single most important event in my life, because it was the first time I was able to see working musicians, and such a number of working musicians in one place, and see what's possible and talk to them and and all that stuff. But the grounds itself, it has a river, has the Kispiox River running next to it, which is just an amazing place to swim. It's got all these, it's fairly shallow, so really safe to swim in. It's safe to take kids, safe to take your grandma, safe to take whoever, and have a great time in the water. It's especially nice on hot weekends. The main stage is situated in a grassy amphitheater, so it's got a small field in front of it, followed by a big hill that everybody sits on. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to be able to sit on grass and watch music on the sunny days. It's located about 25 kilometers up the Kispiox Valley, and there's no cell reception, which is always something that I really enjoyed, because you got to put the world on hold for a weekend, mm-hmm. which was great. I like putting the phone down and nobody can be checking emails or texts or anything like that. So everyone's just there together, and no outside world is there to intrude, which is lovely. And yeah, there's lots of levels. There's the upper shelf kind of against the forest there is awesome for camping. There's a drum circle up there, and then you go down the hill and there's the main stage, and there's a rodeo grounds as well. It's the other main event that happens on the grounds is the rodeo. And it's a magical place. It's one of my favorite places in the world, and anybody should definitely come and see it.
Excellent. I'd like to talk a little bit about this year. I know that you've been leaking some artists on online through your socials, but maybe can you give our listeners a bit of a sneak peek of who some of the performers are this year?
Yeah, I'll say a few for sure. I'll just say the ones, I'll mention a few that I've leaked already. There's an act coming from Australia called This Way North. There are a couple of hard rocking ladies. It's a duo. It's like a power duo. And they were scheduled to come in on the 2020 festival. So they reached out and said they were planning another Canadian tour. So we got them in there. So I'm really looking forward to that. Another group is the Aerialists. They're coming in from, I can't remember which one of the Gulf Islands they're on. I think they might be on Maine, Maine Island. But they're a post-rock Gaelic. The lead singer plays the harp, and they're just amazing. They've got fantastic arrangements. They're Juno nominated, so really looking forward to them coming in. And then we've got Kim Gucci coming in from Prince George. We've got Rochelle Van Zanten coming in, who's hopefully going to be bringing a big, powerful band. So definitely pumped for that. And yeah, that's a few. And there's so many, you know, the cool thing with this year, there's so many amazing local acts that apply too. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get them all in, but the ones that we got are, it's going to be great.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, this part might be kind of hard for you to answer, but I want to ask you of a few favorites. And this is of your, you know, even just your personal experience or things that, you know, really kind of struck a chord with mm-hmm. with attendees at Kispiox. So what have been some of the favorite Kispiox performances, maybe by you, or ones that the crowd really received them warmly?
Mm-hmm. One that everyone talks about is the Plaid Tongue Devils. They were one of the, I can't remember what year they came in. I think it was, might've been like 2008, 2009, but the lead singer has a split tongue. I think he's got a forked tongue, and he's tattooed, like he's got a plaid tattoo on his tongue. He's got, spikes his hair in devil horns. And during their performance, the first time they came, it was like, you know, midnight, Saturday night, and the Northern Lights came out. Oh my God. And it's just one of those moments that everyone remembers as being like this formative, like Kispiox moment. They're like, oh my God, like that was the pinnacle of Kispiox experiences. So that was pretty special for a lot of people. Other notable ones for me is Namgar. Namgar's a Mongolian heavy metal band that came up from Vancouver, who are incredible. Ash Grunwald's a one-man band from Australia who had a massive percussion arrangement on his feet, and he had four amplifiers and just incredible. Liron Man was a hang drum player from from Israel. I think it's from Israel. You know, and you know, other legends, Hannah Everson's filtered through. There's so many. I feel like they're just hitting it's a bottleneck in my head. Oh, oh, there's so many.
Oh, for but yeah, sure.
Those are some of my favorites. Another good moment was the year that I can't remember what year. I mean, it might have been 2019, but it was a really, really hot weekend, and the river was fairly low, and so many people. There's probably it felt like Woodstock. You know, like when I look back at the videos of Woodstock, it felt like that. And there was just 200 hippies in the river by the festival, but it was a three piece bluegrass band, and they set up in the river, and the upright bass player had his bass in the river, and they put on a performance for everyone sitting and hanging out there. And that was a pretty cool moment too.
But what about a time that something went wrong, but it turns out that it actually went exactly right?
So it was 2017. And George Leach was one of the headliners that year, and everyone was excited to see George Leach play. But unfortunately, from what I remember, their transportation broke down just outside of Williams Lake, and they were in a mad rush to get there. But the artistic director of that year ran up to me and said, "Hey, we need you to fill like as much time on the side stage before, because George was supposed to play midnight. It was like midnight Saturday night."
Right.
And they said, "Okay, like we need to have somebody who can just fill time on the side stage." So we probably played on the side stage for, I want to say an hour and a half before George, cause they, I can't remember what they did, but they rented a vehicle, and they just sped to Kispiox. And I remember seeing their car come in, and it was just like a bat out of hell coming down to the stage, and then him and his band just like peeling out of the car and getting on stage. But it was great, cause we had this fun moment of, sort of unsure. People were unsure when he was going to come, if he was going to come. So there was that sort of tension in the air, but it wasn't bad tension, because we were still able to fill that spot. So that was kind of a fun thing on my end, at least. It worked out for me. I'm sure if you asked George, it would be a whole different story. But it was good for me. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess. Just some housekeeping things. Where can people follow you online, follow the festival online, and tickets and sort of anything that you think our listeners should know?
So our website is kvmfest.com. And there you can see all of our information about ticket prices and camping and all that stuff. Our Instagram is Kispiox Valley Music Fest. I think that's our Instagram handle. Let me just make sure that's right. Kispiox Valley Music Fest is our Instagram handle, and we're Kispiox Valley Music Festival Society on Facebook. And over the next couple months, we'll be updating it regularly, so you'll be able to see the news and get swept up in the excitement that we're all feeling on our end.
Excellent. And that's the weekend of the
22nd to 24th this year.
22nd to 24th.
July.
Well, Eli, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. And I'm so excited that festival season is back in the Valley.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been really cool to see. There's musicians moving to town, and there's shows to be played and people to go to them. And it's great.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Cool, Dan. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.